Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's MVPINSURE.US. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsilleins@gmail.com. That's marsilleins@gmail.com. Now, I don't know about you, but this week the temperatures have been in the 80s and looks like the trend will continue through the weekend. So we have a few slight spurts of summer left. But I saw the 14-day schedule for temperatures. I see that they're starting to drop into the lower 70s and upper 60s, and at night it's getting into the 50s. So that tells me that by next week, fall will certainly be here. On my walks around the neighborhoods here in Zeeland, I've noticed that leaves are starting to fall off the trees. So it tells me that summer is officially over. And what does that mean? Well, it means if you've got a summer home, summer cottage, summer cabin, what have you, that it's time to get it all cleaned up and winterized and shut down for the summer. I did find this article from Bob Vila. You know Bob Vila from This Old House. Very, very reputable gentleman. He's been in the business for many, many, many years, sharing his knowledge of construction and whatnot. So I found this article from his website with tips to prepare your summer home for winter. Now, I'm only going to talk about a few of the tips here. I want you to go to the full article. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side on the landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. You click on that link, it'll bring you to today's podcast. If you happen to be listening to this podcast and you click in and it shows a different blog post, easy enough. You just go up in the right-hand corner of the page, type into the search box, winterizing your summer home, and it will bring you the information to today's podcast. Now, the first tip is evaluate. Check the property, the foundation and siding for cracks or damage. Inspect the interior for signs of damage or potential hazards, and take care of them before they spread or become a larger issue. So a lot of things, that's something that a lot of people may not think about when it comes to winterizing their home for their summer home. They just think about, you know, clearing out the food, you know, making the beds, putting away the summer toys and stuff like that. Never really think to take a look at the property itself, take a look at the home. Go down, if it's got a basement, go down to the basement. If it's got a crawl space, get into the crawl space. Just go through the home. Check to see if you can find any potential hazards. Maybe there's a water stain somewhere that you don't recognize from before. Maybe you notice that some siding is starting to come away from the home, which could be a potential hazard in the winter or in the fall when you have strong winds to catch that siding and just rip it right off. Checking the, making sure that the fireplace flue is taken care of, fireplace is cleaned out. Just go through the home, walk through all of the rooms, check the walls, check the ceiling, check the floor. If there's anything out of the ordinary or anything that you see as being a potential hazard, you can go ahead and take care of it at that time rather than leaving it and then coming back next spring and finding a whole mess of damage that could have easily been prevented if you've done if you had done a walkthrough and evaluate and inspect your property before you left for the winter. The second tip I have here is, it seems simple enough, but according to Bob Vila's article, people often forget to do it, and that is clean the gutters. If you got gutters on your summer home or cottage or cabin, make sure that you go ahead and clean those out to keep them clear of debris. That way it will help with potential ice dams, because if there's a lot of debris in there, the gutters obviously can't do their job and get the water away from the home. And it, over time, it can build up an ice over, and eventually you have ice dams that creep in up under the shingles of your home and can cause some serious damage. And then again, when April, March, April comes and you have the snow melt, again, you're going to want the snow off your roof as it's melting to that water to get away from your home via the gutters rather than to overflow and potentially seep up underneath the shingles and into the home. The third tip that I want to share with you today is inspect the roof. He talks about using binoculars. If you can't get up on the roof, use binoculars or grab a ladder and get up on the roof. Check for damage or missing shingles, dark or discolored areas, soft spots. If you happen to step in an area that seems a little bit soft, definitely want to get that taken care of. So you make the repairs as necessary. Because it, again, that's something that you don't want to go through winter if you've got damage or missing shingles, or if there's already a dark or discolored area, or if there are soft spots, that means you've already got a leak and you need to get that taken care of before the damage gets much, much worse. And finally, the last tip I want to share with you from the article from Bob Vila. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that link. It'll bring you to the blog post from today. If you happen to be listening in later, you can always go to the upper right of the website and type into the search bar, winterizing your summer home, and it'll bring you to the tips as well as a link to the article that I'm referencing today. The last tip is turn off gas and electricity. Turn power off at the main panel, leaving circuits for your alarm system engaged. So if you have an alarm system, if you got a sump pump, something like that, you're obviously going to want to leave those circuits open. But definitely go through, and if you don't use the furnace to maintain your heat, if you don't need the electricity other than just while you're there, by all means, go to the main circuit panel and turn off all the circuits. It's also a good idea to go through the house and unplug all the appliances and anything you may have plugged into the wall that is unnecessary for the winter. Obviously, you're going to want to leave your sump pump plugged in and, you know, other items plugged in that you may need during the winter. But by and large, make sure you unplug anything that is unnecessary. That will save you in case during the fall or winter there is a thunderstorm and the home gets hit by lightning, or you know, the power lines get hit by lightning and coming in March, April to open the home up and find that all of your appliances and other items that you have plugged in were blown out due to a thunderstorm. So definitely go through and unplug any unnecessary appliances to prevent that from happening. When it comes to the gas, of course, you're going to want to shut off the gas at the main valve or main pipe. But he does recommend, to be even safer, call the gas company and ask them to suspend service for the winter. Of course, you don't want to do that if you've got a furnace, a gas furnace. You're obviously going to want to keep gas on for that. But if you don't need the furnace during the winter, and you have no use for having the gas going while you're not there, then by all means shut it off at the main valve and contact the gas company to have them suspend service for the time being. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. and click on the Let's Talk Insurance link in the lower right hand side of the landing page to get access to the full article from BobVila.com. There's even more tips that he has available. I only wanted to share a portion of the article because I certainly want you to go to the source material and see what other interesting and helpful tips Bob Vila has for you when it comes to winterizing your summer home. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that too. It's marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsilians@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a very safe and happy week. Take care.